The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Thursday, January 4, 2024. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel strongly condemned the terrorist attack in the city of Kerman, Iran, during the ceremony for the fourth anniversary of the assassination of the general Qasem Soleimani. Through his account on X, he sent a message of solidarity to the Iranian government and people and condolences to the family of the victims. Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez spoke in a similar way, expressing on the platform his strong condemnation of the attack that claimed the lives of at least 103 people and left hundreds injured. Cuba's infant mortality rate dropped in 2023 to 7.1 per 1,000 live births, a tangible result of the efforts by over 100,000 workers in the sector, the Ministry of Public Health reported. According to the note published by that ministry, what may seem more than just figures, data, and flat statistics sums up the dedication and devotion of those who, in their daily work, bring smiles and hopes to Cuban families. The national head of maternal and infant mortality, Catherine Chivas, indicated that there are 74 fewer deaths than in 2022, when a rate of 7.5 was reported. She added that with six provinces, she reached numbers below the country's average, where the best indicators correspond to Piral del Río with 3.7, Artemisa with 3.9, Holguín with 4.7, Santi Spíritus with 4.8, Villa Clara with 5.7, and Matanzas with 6.9. Congo Today has a group of 274 new doctors trained in Cuba who will join the service after a period of internship in hospitals in the country. The graduates, most general practitioners and technicians, will begin with preparation stage in national health institutions, where they will be able to gain experience before being hired and officially assigned, as reported by the journal De Brasa Portal. Delphine Edith Emmanuel, Minister of Higher Education, Scientific Research and Technological Innovation, assured that the country took all the necessary measures to guarantee their professional integration after 8 years of studies in the Caribbean nation. Chilean Senator Daniel Nunez rejected the United States' decision to keep Cuba on the list of the alleged sponsors of terrorism and, in turn, condemned Israel's genocide against the Palestinian people. Cuba has been under the United States blockade for more than 60 years. Remaining on that list creates additional obstacles for the acquisition of food and medicine, in addition to the hesitation of financial institutions, companies, and investors to interact with the country. The parliamentary of the Communist Party of Chile called that the enormous contribution of Cuban revolution to the people of Latin America and their attitude of solidarity manifested day after day when they have suffered earthquakes, hurricanes, and other catastrophes. He also noted that hundreds of young Chileans trained as doctors at the Latin American School of Medicine. The senator greatly appreciated the South African government's decision to file a complaint with the International Criminal Court against Israel for genocide against the people. And in the international agenda, we have that. Strong repudiation provokes today in Chile the approval in a commission of the Senate of the project presented by the right wing that would benefit prisoners condemned for crimes against humanity, the so-called Punta Keuco prisoners. The Human Rights Commission of the Upper Chamber adopted the initiative that will allow women of 65 years of age and men of 70 or those with terminal illnesses to serve the remainder of their sentence under house arrest. If the bill is approved, it would be a mechanism of brutal impunity, Senator Daniel Nunez of the Communist Party warned. As an example, he cited the case of Pedro Barrientos, who has just been deported from the United States to Chile, where he is held responsible for the murder of singer and composer Victor Jara. Jara's family has asked for justice all four lives, and today, with this bill, it would be denied. Meanwhile, the contraction experienced by Haiti in 2023 will hinder the economic development of the Caribbean country, which exhibits a negative gross domestic product of 1.9%. According to the Haitian Institute of Statistics and Information Technology, the Haitian economy, as expected, has not been able to resume growth during the fiscal year 2022-2023, sinking further into recession for the fifth consecutive year. In fact, GDP had already declined by 1.7% in 2022, with the Haitian agency specified. The main challenges remain inflation, problems with the supply and distribution of petroleum products, and the depreciation of the national currency, combined with a persistent climate of insecurity. All of this jeopardizes the implementation of programs and projects that should be developed to achieve growth and poverty reduction objectives. In addition, Haiti's economic performance is influenced by natural phenomena resulting from climate change. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.